The Torah talks about Sipora circumcising her son. So from the simple reading of the Pasuk, we don't usually paskin from a Pasuk in Chumash, it would seem that an Isha could be a Moheles. What greater, she must have got, we're assuming she got the Pesach from Moshe, and she went ahead and she did the Milah. So what is Talacha regarding an Isha Moheles? So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Chav Zayin. What? Was his bris? Yeah. I mean, that's a discussion because he was pushing it off. So that gets into the whole discussion what actually happened, because on one hand, he was told to go to Mitzrayim, and on the other hand, he was told, it's a sakana for his child. So that's a whole discussion in the.
Because it couldn't pass me straight from. Maybe it's not Bismano, so maybe it's already.
Well, you want to say. Yeah, so either way, right, we don't pass it anyway, even if it was. I mean, we don't know anyway. We won't pass it from a Pasuk and Chumash anyway. So we'll pass it much more from a Gemara. At least the Gemara has the sugya before it gets to a woman being a Moel. The Gemara wants to know about a Gentile being a Mohel. So that's clear cut. It's clear cut, the answer is no. It's not clear cut on which Pasuk. The Gemara quotes different verses, different psukim on why a guy. It's pasul limo, but we're in agreement. So if a Gentile does it, you circumcise, but it's not a mila, and you have to go ahead, and you haven't fulfilled your, you'd have to do hatafis dam bris, because I guess that's all that's left to do. But depending on how much he butchered you, that's a separate discussion. But either way, a guy is clearly a no-go, based on different psukim. So the Gemara says, what about an isha? So based on the different, the Gemara says, nafkamina is isha. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara regarding an isha. One opinion, the Gemara says no, a woman cannot be a moheles, and the other opinion says she can be. So the Gemara asks, like, what are you talking about? How could the opinion say she cannot be a moheles? Don't you learn? You don't have to learn Rashi. Don't you learn Chumash? But tikach sipora. Sipora, it looks like she did the bris on her son. So what do you mean? How could you possibly have an opinion in the Gemara going against a Pasuk in the Chumash? So Gemara answers, no kasha. Either two possibilities is that one possibility was that she went ahead and she sent someone else to do it. Like, she didn't actually do it, but Tikkak Mirin doesn't mean she did it, but she got someone else. Shulchot, which is the whole discussion about meal in general. Do we apply the klal shulchot shadon kamoso in terms of a mother's or even a father's obligation? But either way, this is Kodah Matan Torah anyway. So either way, the Gemara says she didn't actually do it. She was just in control of the situation. That's what the Torah gives her credit. But the other opinion is, if you don't like this one, is that Miriam started the mitzvah, started the milah. And let's assume Moshe, because I don't know who else was around. Doesn't help to have a guy finish it, or someone else, or another yid, another kosher yid finished off the milah. So Gemara says, Tchilas, that gets into a whole topic for another time, who's the most important one? Is it the one who starts the game, or is it the closer? And that depends. Major League Baseball went into the Rishona Machronim on determining what's considered when does the starter get the win, when does the closer get it, etc.
Starter, though.
It depends how many innings you pitch and what's the score when you go
in. I'm saying in halacha, the person who starts because...
gets the credit?
In the case of Avodas Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol starts the shechita of the Tamid, another Kohen can finish it while he catches the blood. It's considered the Kohen Gadol did the whole thing, which is required by halacha. The Kohen Gadol did the shechita.
Right, different case. On one hand, with the classical case is Atzmos Yosef, which says the opposite. But when we get to Bishalach, we'll go into it. The beginning, when do we say the beginning gets the star, and when is, because obviously it's going to be both, depending on what we're talking about. So either way, the Gemara says she started it, and let's assume Moshe or someone finished it, so the Gemara mitzvah is what counts. And therefore, even according to the opinion of the Gemara who says, that says a woman cannot do a moel, it's no kasha but tikach sipora. Either she just started it but didn't finish it, or she didn't actually do it. How do we pass in lahalacha? Which opinion in the Gemara? So in Shulchan Aruch we pass in, it's isha moheles is kasher. If a woman does bris milah, a frum observant woman, does a bris milah, so according to everybody, you gemalt and it's a good milah. It's, since it's a machlokas in the Gemara and a machlokas in the Rishonim and Acharonim, so therefore the post can bring down lechatchila, one should find a Yisrael kosher. If there's available moel to do it, then obviously you go to him. But if there's no one available, you do what's considered not available. So the Shach, so I don't know if he's saying a Chiddush or he's not saying a Chiddush, but the Shach goes as far as to say that we know the importance of Mila Bizmana. Mila has to be done on day 8. If the only person is around on a woman, it's day 8, so you do a woman moel. You know, the question is whether, you know, if you're assuming, if you go 9 and 10, but that makes sense if you're assuming to keep the Mila Bizmana. So we paskin an Isha's Ksheira Lamo, but it's not Lechatchila. But if there's no one else, you do it. What about a Yisrael? We said a guy is a no-go. A woman is a go. What about a Yisrael Mummer? What about an apostate? Someone who doesn't keep any of the mitzvahs, doesn't keep most of them. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Most of Rishonim say Yisrael Mummer, at least regarding the din of Mila, he's like a guy. You know, you can't use him as a Shabbos guy, and you can't do that. We don't even in that sense. He's, according to everyone, he's still a Yid. Yisrael Shachat Yisraelu, but in terms of this halacha, we don't view him, and therefore, the Yisrael Mummer you did not use. It's not a good bris. However, there's Rabbi Akiva Eger, who quotes Rabbi Notam and Avodah Zarah. In other places, there are some Rishonim that say it's a ghost. The Machok is HaRishonim. How do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, the Machmir, Yisrael Mummer is no good. If you have Yisrael Mummer, it's not a good bris. In fact, there's a Shaila, Rav Soloveitchik says, I heard it from Rav Schechter, but about Rav Soloveitchik, back in the day, they probably still have chaplains that go all over the world. I think this case happened to be in the Philippines, not too many Yidden around. But I guess the one from Jew, the rabbi there with his wife, I think the wife had to go, she was worried about going, obviously there was no mikvah, I think there was just an ocean. She had to worry about the sharks out there. But that was a separate child what to do. But regarding the bris milah, so the question was, there was a Yisrael Mummer. Happened to be a Jew, you know, you could probably find a Jewish doctor anywhere. But he wasn't observant, he was a Mummer. So the question is, he's the only one around. Should I use him or what? So I think Rav Soloveitchik asked his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he basically said in his case, he told them, basically, since you're a frum Yid, and you're going to be coming back to the States in the next 6 months or whatever. So in your case, since I'm confident you are going to actually go ahead and gemal your son, so wait 6 months, go ahead, and when you get back, you'll find a kosher moel. However, he said, if it's a case where, let's say, someone's out there, they want to do a bris, and you're concerned that if you don't do the bris now, it's never going to get done. So then he said, you could rely on the Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbeinu Tam, that you could rely on a Yisrael Mummer, B'diev. If someone who is your concern is never going to do a bris, it's either now or never, so then you rely on the Shita of the Yisrael Mummer. Lechatchila, if it's a front person, you tell them to wait till you get back to civilization, you get back to, you can find a kosher, preferably Yisrael. That'd be a note for sure. I assume if in the Philippines there was a woman mohel, and for sure you would do it. The shaila here is, you don't want him to be an Aral. You know, if you could prevent him from being an Aral, we try to take that away as soon as possible. In fact,
would a conservative Jew be a Mummer for that?
Yes, that gets into, that's a separate discussion, how we define, you know, do we consider them a Tinok Shanishbana, in terms of, which we'll get to in a minute. I mean, nothing to do conservative. It could be reform, it could be, you know, reconstruct. Conservative doesn't mean anything, because conservative, you know, there's a whole range of conservative people anyway, but we'll get to the Shiloh in a minute. But that's, the Shiloh isn't limited to Mila, with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Poskim talk about it as well, which is probably more halacha l'maisa, is regarding wine. We know there's a halacha, there's an issur of Yayin Nesach about the wine that was used agave mizbeach. Today we don't really have that, but we assume stam yena, any wine of a guy, midrabanan, it's probably not a din d'oraisa today, midrabanan, we assume you can't have wine, you know, from any guy. So the shaila is, so today, you know, today you have yaya mevushel. I mean, so the halacha is that in general, if you're having non-Jews at your home, or perhaps even a Yisrael Mummer, so then if you use yaya mevushel, So then it's not an issue. Why is that cooked wine? Why is cooked wine not a problem? Because the only type of wine which is prohibited is wine that could be used agabi hamizbeach. Cooked wine is pasul agabi hamizbeach. So therefore, that's why there's a heter. And a lot of the wine, what I call, for me, the good wine is the Yayim Mevushel, is the Bar Tanura Miskati, okay, and Jovan I'll take also. But my birthday's coming up the end of the month, so therefore, so in terms of that, the expensive wine is Yayin She'ino Mevushel, that you could have, so you have to be very careful. Not if you have a nanny in your house and she cleans out the fridge and she might need a drink with all, you know, how messy your home looks, whatever the case is, you have to be careful. If it's Yayin Shein Mavusho, certainly a guy, but even Luchat Chila, you have to be concerned about a Yisrael Mummer. So in fact, I remember this goes back 30, about 30 years ago. I was in YU, and I guess it was a big function. I don't remember the exact function. I just know it was a very expensive function. And it was the president count something. And they were calling up YU because at 10,000 a plate, you better serve the people. Some crazy people like Yayin Shein Mavushu, they like dry wine. I don't know. Some people have these taste buds. And therefore, at $10,000 a plate, they're going to give the expensive wine. So they called up YU to get some waiters because they couldn't have Gayim. As the way, at least I don't know if they wanted to serve the whole meal or just the wine. I'm not sure if they were makbid on a frum Jew or not. I don't remember that far, but I know remember them looking for Jewish people to pour the wine. So that's how we paskin. Really, a non-Jew for sure. Even Yisrael Mummer, Rashi Pesach Frank, bring down in the poskim think that that's a real issue. So obviously, lechad chilo, there's nothing to talk about either. If it's an issue, either go ahead and you go make sure you pour the wine, or just use Yayin Mavushel.
So does a connection issue not have the
So that's what I'm getting. So what would be the heter to rely on it? So the different heter. Someone I say Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking about, but he talks about in general our wines are pasteurized today. So it's a whole discussion today. What level? How high does the degree have to go for it to be considered Yayin Mavushel? Some say you could taste. You know, if you, I can't, but people, the quote-unquote experts on wine, claim they could taste. This is a significant difference in terms of the taste. Is that true, Dave? I don't know. Between in terms of like pasteurized. So number one is, I think there was a whole issue also with Kedem wines and also Kedem grape juice for a long time. I don't know if they still have someone showed me. I couldn't believe it. Why would I even look? Yayin Shein Mavusho on the grape juice. Like, why in the world would they have? I think Mr. Kedem Paskin, his sheet was he figured out that the pasteurization level reached that level, and he relied on that was considered, you know, Yayin Mavushel, even though it was only pasteurized. So number one is, depending how high, it could be, I don't know if all wine is pasteurized or not. So if the wine's pasteurized, then you have some posts who want to be lenient, and then you have the more fundamental heter of the question of whether today, you know, whether you have a Yisrael Mummer or not. Do we assume everyone is a Tinuk Shanishba? Everyone's a Tinuk Shanishba today. That the case of the Gemara is actually he's brought up among the Goyim. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know he's Jewish. You know, we've extended Tinuk Shanishba today because by definition, obviously, if they understood, they'd be firm, right? So I guess everyone who's not firm is a Tinuk Shanishba. But that's the question, how far do you extend the heter? So push comes to shove. So l'chatchilu, you definitely shouldn't have a Yisrael Mummer pouring wine at your table, you know, but push comes to shove, you know, b'di'eved, you have yeish amim, you know, that doesn't, let's say, trafe up your whole house, and if, you know, in terms of that, but certainly l'chatchila, you know, the Shulchan Aruch brings down to be, you know, you should be machmer, even on Yisrael Mummer. So regarding a guy is definitely out, it's a no-go, you need a toughest on bris, an isha, machokas in the Gemara, we pass an isha mohelas is good, but l'chatchila, you look for a male, but if there's no male around a woman, and Yisrael Mummer, Machok is Rishonim, L'chatchila, definitely not. But the Evan, meaning if you don't think the person's going to get a bris, then have a Yisrael Mummer is better than nothing. At least you have told you, he has a good bris according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's a heavy way. And then regarding the wine, also, definitely a guy shouldn't be touching Yayin Shein Mavusho. L'chadchila, Yisrael Mumra shouldn't either. You should try to prevent it, but if it does, you have what to rely on, either whichever heta you want, you know, either the pasteurization, tinok shenishba, or, you know, perhaps we could find some more, but that's enough for now.
So what about a katan?
A katan goy, you mean? A